Chapter 6, in which Kim Nam-joon fails to seduce a hitman on purpose, but does it accidentally anyway. Nam-joon gives himself 5 seconds to panic. He takes a shallow breath, holds it, lets himself spiral. What is he going to do? A contract killer on the loose, someone Jimin considers competition, and them sitting with a file that same killer wants. 5 seconds. He presses the heels of his hands to his eyes, pushing his sunglasses up and out of the way, and drags in another breath. Nam-joon-ah? Ho-suk sounds tentative, puts a hand on Nam-joon's shoulder, and no doubt feels it shaking. Are you okay? 2 seconds. I'm really sorry, Hyung. Jungkook sounds on the edge of tears, and Nam-joon takes a breath. Right. Time to fix the problem. Don't apologize, Jungkook-ah, Nam-joon says, settling his sunglasses back in place. You got the file. That's a good thing. Maybe it wasn't our ideal extraction, but we have it nonetheless. Jungkook smiles nervously, and Nam-joon nods to him, trying to be reassuring. Jimin-ah, this Kim Seok-jin guy, what's he like?
Smart. Really smart. Very polite about stealing other people's jobs, Jimin says. I know he does a lot of con man style work, but it's not like we sit down and swap stories. Sorry, Junhyung.
He looks disappointed at himself that he doesn't know more, tucking at a strand of smooth blonde hair with nervous fingers. Yoongi's still in the systems, which gives us an advantage, Namjoon says slowly. Jimin, will he recognize you?
Yeah, we've met, Jimin nods. But I did have black hair back then, so he might not recognize me from a distance.
Ho-suk-ah? Nam-joon brings a hand up to his mouth, starts absently running his thumb over his lip as he thinks. There are a lot of moving parts to this, a lot of players who could all do something unpredictable, and Nam-joon can see different scenarios spiraling out into the future. He needs to limit Kim Seok-jin's options.
What do you need? Ho-suk asks, already at his side.
We need a distraction. Something that will make Kim Seok-jin want to go a certain way, but won't disturb the running of the hospital.
We could organize a power outage, Jungkook suggests, but Nam-joon is already shaking his head.
This is a hospital, Jungkook-ah. Power outage will kill people, Nam-joon explains. I'm not doing that.
Nam-joon-ah, you know we might have to, right? Ho-suk says gently. Somebody might have to die today, and I'd rather it wasn't one of us.
That's not an acceptable scenario, Nam-joon says, shaking his head. Let me think. I'll figure this out.
Right.
Ho-suk sighs. Nam-joon puts his face in his hands, blocking out the room. Nam-joon's goals are as follows. A. Retrieve his entire crew from the hospital without anyone dying. B. Find out what Kim Seok-jin wanted to do with the file. C. Collaborate with Yoongi.
No, brain, goddammit, now is not the time.
C. Figure out what Siwoo had that was worth killing for. To achieve B, A becomes more difficult, but without B, C will not be possible. It's always the same puzzle. The chicken, the grain, the fox, and the boat. Nam-joon looks up. Things are still falling into place. He's got 6 possible scenarios, but they all start the same way.
Okay. Jungkook, take off your coat and wash your face. You need to look young again.
Jungkook nods and slides off his doctor's coat, passing it to Jimin. He hasn't said anything since he apologized. Nam-joon is absently worrying about that with a very small part of his brain that isn't scheming.
Jimin, you and I are going to go find Kim Seok-jin.
No. Jimin says immediately, shaking his head. You aren't going anywhere near Kim Seok-jin, Hyung.
What do you mean?
Nam-joon raises an eyebrow, and Jimin looks to Ho-suk.
Hyung, help me out here. Look at him, he points to Nam-joon, and think.
Ho-suk looks Nam-joon over and grimaces.
No, Nam-joon-y, he's got a point.
Oh?
Kim Seok-jin kind of has a reputation. Ho-suk says, regarding handsome men.
A reputation?
He's...
Hoseok pauses, trying to figure out how to phrase it. He seduces someone, gets them in trouble, and leaves.
What's the problem, though? Namjoon asks. It's not like he's going to go for me.
I mean, look at me. He gestures to the stupid clothes Taehyung had insisted he wear, with its light-wash skinny jeans. Taehyung had insisted he wear them properly, too, so the waistband actually sits at his waist rather than his butt, which is weird, and a brightly colored hoodie. He feels like he looks young, and he doesn't like it.
Jimin, Hoseok, and Jungkook all make meaningful eye contact, and Namjoon feels like he's missing something.
Young, you couldn't be more his type if you were specially grown in a lab specifically to cater to Kim Seokjin's tastes, Jimin says dryly. Especially dressed like this.
He points to Namjoon's harmless college punk disguise, with its smudged black eyeliner and oversized varsity jacket.
It's not like I picked it. He doesn't mean to sound sulky, but he knows that he does.
They're getting off track, and his brain is still worrying, still trying to fit his goals and his surroundings together in a way that will work.
Namjoon, it's not an insult. We're saying you look too hot to put out for someone who targets hot people,
Hoseok says. Namjoon blinks, taken aback.
He blinks again. That's...
Please don't tell me you didn't know,
Jimin looks ready to beg.
That's too ridiculous. You must have known. You saw the look on Tae's face when you came out wearing those jeans, right?
He looked pleased.
He looked smug. Smug because he made you look even hotter than normal.
You noticed that the nurse at the admission desk was really friendly, right?
Hoseok checks. Namjoon shrugs helplessly.
I thought she was just nice,
Namjoon says, and Hoseok pats him on the shoulder again.
Yeah, we definitely can't let you near Kim Seokjin.
No, Namjoon thinks for a second, and a new plan crystallizes.
That's why you definitely should,
he says, finally getting his feet back under him.
Namjoon never liked having to change his plans on the fly, but he could work with this.
I said we need a distraction, right?
Right, Hoseok says, looking unhappy.
Namjoon spreads his arms. Here I am, being distracting.
It'll work, Hoseok says, crossing his arms. But I don't like it.
And, make sure you take off your sunglasses. You look softer.
Softer? I'll look blinder, Namjoon says, shaking his head. I didn't bring my normal glasses with me.
You might notice the earpiece in them, Jungkook says, frowning.
Look, just trust us. Sunglasses make you look hardcore and handsome, but without, you're cute,
Hoseok says, leaning in and pinching Namjoon's cheek.
Cute will work for you here.
Cute always works for you, Jimin adds, leaning in and smacking a kiss against Namjoon's other cheek.
So I flirt with a hitman and buy him some terrible hospital coffee while unable to see. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Namjoon pokes his own cheek, where Hoseok had grabbed him, frowning.
Flirting, though. Not good at that.
Yes, you are,
Jungkook and Jimin say in chorus, and Jungkook looks away, ears going red.
Apparently I'm learning a lot about myself today, Namjoon says mildly, and Hoseok laughs.
All right, let me explain what you're all going to be doing while I distract Kim Seokjin.
Step one is to engineer a meet-cute. Yoongi tracks Kim Seokjin through the cameras, offering helpful tips for Namjoon that come straight out of romance movies, and Namjoon lurks by the stairs in the lobby, pretending to be busy on his laptop while he reads Yoongi's commentary about how Love Actually is actually a masterpiece of modern cinema. The lobby he's waiting in is on the other side of the building to the emergency department, but is handily close to the electricity and water control. Yoongi is sure that Seokjin is on his way to pick up whatever leech he'd left there to open the file room door. All Namjoon needs to do is keep Seokjin away from the front lobby, where Hoseok, his boyfriend Jimin, and Jimin's annoying little brother Jungkook are on their way home from a specialist appointment.
Apparently, Jungkook has been having very embarrassing problems regarding bowel control, Namjoon reads, as Yoongi puts their alibi into the files. Not that Yoongi is sour about being stuck in the IT department when he's meant to be at lunch or anything. At that point, Yoongi's files all minimize from Namjoon's laptop, leaving him looking at a paused video game screen, a single instant message popping up that reads, 2:15? Namjoon stands up, a half-full cup of coffee in one hand, laptop balanced precariously on top, pretending to still be absorbed by his laptop, and turns blindly to the right, walking quickly. After a second, he bounces off someone's chest, dropping his computer and spilling coffee all over them. As the computer hits the ground, the screen cracks and his keyboard shatters, spilling keys all over a pair of shiny work shoes, and Namjoon winces, expecting himself to follow the computer to the ground. Before he can, however, a strong arm catches around his waist, another coming up under his shoulders, and he instead finds himself in a dramatic dip, staring up at the most beautiful person he's ever seen in his life. Kim Seokjin is startling on camera, but in real life, he's overwhelming. He looks like he's been lovingly carved out of marble and brought to life by a wizard. He could be a model, but he would have to work alone because he'd make the other models look ugly. He's saying something. His lips are moving. They're really nice lips, too, and Namjoon can't help staring. He should probably pay attention to the words coming out of his mouth, not just the mouth in question. Blinks and tunes back in. Feeling all right? Seokjin asks, brow crinkling photogenically.
I'm okay.
Namjoon squeaks, and Seokjin pulls him back up and onto his feet. Namjoon's hands come to rest on his shoulders, and Seokjin still has his hands on Namjoon's waist.
You seem a little out of sorts, Seokjin says, and I'm afraid I'm wearing your coffee.
Oh no, Namjoon says, eyes widening. I'm so sorry, Dr.
Kim, Seokjin replies. Please, let me buy you a replacement.
It's my own fault,
Namjoon waves him off, bending down to scrabble at the remnants of his laptop. He has been instructed, quite thoroughly, about how he needs to bend over from the hips, rather than crouching down to retrieve his laptop, and he hears an audible swallow from Seokjin as he does so.
I should have been watching where I was going, but I was just so busy thinking about my course. We're working on... Oh, it doesn't matter.
He stands up and tucks a stray hair behind his ear, smiling sheepishly at Seokjin.
God, he feels stupid. This had better work, or he's going to punch Jimin.
Go for cute and shy intellectual, he said. Everyone loves a cute and shy intellectual, Namjoon.
No, no, Seokjin says. I'd love to hear more.
Well, I mean, Namjoon bites his lower lip and blinks rapidly at Seokjin. If that cup of coffee is still on the table, I'd love to bore you about my thesis.
No, it's on my shirt, actually, Seokjin says, and laughs. It's croaky and weird, high in his throat, but still charming in his own way, so Namjoon laughs back.
He'd laugh anyway, because people love it when you laugh at their jokes, but it's easier that Seokjin is charming. He lets the supposed Dr. Kim guide him to the cafe, a hand on Namjoon's back, properly sitting at his waist like a gentleman. Step 2 is to keep Kim Seokjin distracted for at least 10 minutes, while Yoongi pulls all his creepers out of the IT system, and Jungkook leaves the hospital with Hoseok. Seokjin and Namjoon sit down with their coffee. Namjoon smiles at him, trying to will a cute blush to his face. It won't work. He goes kind of red and blotchy at best, but apparently blushes are charming, so he's going to do his best.
So, what were you so engaged in?
Seokjin asks, leaning his chin on his hand.
A game.
Namjoon scratches his cheek and looks away toward the large two-story windows that spill light over the cafe and lobby. It's a nice cafe for a hospital, with tablecloths on the tables and fresh flowers trying to dispel the ever-present antiseptic smell. The coffee is terrible, but Namjoon persists in drinking it, keeping his mouth busy so we can't fuck up talking to Seokjin. He's never been good at dating. He's awkward rather than charming. Too intense about the things he loves and not interested in the things he doesn't. There's an extra layer of pressure knowing that the man sitting across from him is an actual murderer, and if he knows who Namjoon is, he'll probably decide to kill him even without an agreed contract. The money for Rap Monster is enough to make it worth it, even without a patron lined up.
Oh, I love games! Seokjin's eyes practically sparkle. I've actually just finished my current. What were you playing?
Namjoon looks desperately for something, anything to suggest a name, and Yoongi's stupid tie floats into his head.
Donkey Kong.
You like Mario?
Yep, Namjoon nods. Love it. Them. Those games. With Mario.
Namjoon wants to die. He can't pretend to be cute. He's not good at being cute, and he's not good at talking to people, and he wants to go hide under his blankets forever.
I love Mario, Seokjin says, leaning in. Who's your favorite character?
Donkey Kong, Namjoon says, and Seokjin laughs again.
Namjoon joins him, and takes a quick sip of his coffee to cover his awkwardness. 5 more minutes. He can pretend he's interested in the incredibly pretty and charming man sitting across from him for 5 minutes, right?
So, what do you do? Seokjin asks.
I'm a student. Or, I'm going to be a student again. I'm enrolling this year, Namjoon answers, relieved. This kind of conversation he can do. Mindless small talk is mindless, after all, and leaves him plenty of brain to think about what's happening to everyone else. In 1 minute, Hoseok, Jimin, and Jungkook are going to cross this lobby, and Seokjin cannot notice them.
Namjoon leans in and puts his hand on Seokjin's, not quite casually. Seokjin doesn't move his hand, and Namjoon takes it as a sign to smile. Seokjin grins, and his eyes go all happy and squinched mostly shut. It's very charming, in a very calculated way that makes Namjoon think that Seokjin practices his disarming smile in the mirror.
I'm sorry, he says. I don't think I caught your name.
I'm Namjoon.
That suits you, Seokjin says gracefully. Namjoon, the soon-to-be student.
Dr. Kim, the doctor. That's anticlimactic, Namjoon says, frowning a little.
He sticks his bottom lip out and watches Seokjin stare at it. Maybe Jimin was onto something, that tip at least.
Keep bringing attention to your mouth. It's a great mouth. He'll completely forget to pay attention to anything you fuck up, as long as you keep touching your mouth.
Dr. Kim, the surgeon, Seokjin corrects him.
Oh, wow, what kind of surgeon are you? Namjoon asks, and notices Hoseok's rainbow-striped sweater pushing through the lobby crowd, one hand wrapped around Jungkook's wrist as he plays sullen teenager.
Heart surgeon, Seokjin says. I do a great job with people's hearts. Maybe you should let me look after yours?
Namjoon raises an eyebrow at him incredulously. Does he really think that line is going to work? Seriously? From the way Seokjin is looking at him expectantly, it appears he does. Namjoon forces a laugh and quickly raises his coffee cup, taking another sip. Hoseok and Jungkook slip out the front door. Namjoon relaxes a little. They make awkward conversation for another minute or so, before Seokjin smiles at him sharply.
So, how much are they paying you for this?
I'm sorry?
Yana, how much is he paying you to seduce me? Seokjin asks,
and Namjoon feels heat flood his face.
Oh, there's the charming blush he was trying to bring up before.
What?
Seokjin sighs and uses his hand on Namjoon's to pull him partially across the table, close enough to whisper. However, as he does so, the picture window next to them shatters, a shot ringing out. Namjoon throws himself over the table, on top of Seokjin. It's easier than trying to pull out of his grip. He's not going to sit still and let himself get shot. But within a second, they're rolled over, Seokjin on top of him, the hand he had on Namjoon switching to catch both his wrists harshly, pinning him to the floor. Fuck. Fuck. This is exactly why Ho-Sok and Jimin did not want Namjoon involved. Kim Seok-jin was meant to work alone. Since when did he have a sniper? How did he even communicate to that sniper to get into the right position? Namjoon has been watching him the whole time, and he hasn't made any out-of-context comments or touched anything suspiciously. What's his signal? Namjoon's brain is going a mile a minute as Seok-jin leans down, close enough they're sharing breath, and another bullet scuffs over his head. The table is blocking them almost entirely, but the shooter is still taking calculated shots at Namjoon, barely missing his partner.
You think you're the first person to try and use my reputation against me?
Seok-jin hisses.
I saw your sniper get into place minutes ago.
Now, I was willing to humor you because you are very cute, but not so cute I want to get shot. You're like an 8. Nobody under a 9 is worth a bullet wound.
My sniper? Namjoon asks. This isn't my sniper. This is your sniper.
He's not my sniper, Seok-jin says. He's yours! They both blink, and Seok-jin eases up his grip on Namjoon's wrists. In the background, their forgotten coffee drips from the table to the ground. There's the faint sound of approaching sirens.
He must be somebody's sniper, Namjoon says slowly. Have you got any enemies?
Plenty, Seok-jin replies.
You?
Also plenty.
Could you let me up now?
Namjoon shakes his wrists in Seok-jin's hold, raising an eyebrow at him. The people around them have all run, leaving them mostly alone in the middle of the cafe. Seok-jin eases his grip on Namjoon's wrists, and Namjoon props himself up on his elbows. Seok-jin is straddling him, still mostly leaned over to avoid popping up above the cover the table gives them.
So, is he trying to kill me or you?
Why don't you stick your head up, Namjoon suggests. If he shoots you, we'll know.
Ooh, you're kind of mean, Seok-jin smiles, and it's a little silly looking, a little less perfect than the one he'd used earlier. Namjoon feels his face heat up again. It's less perfect, but a lot more likable.
I like it.
Namjoon frowns, looking around at the cafe. There are some other toppled tables, knocked down when the other customers left. The floors have spilled food and dishes scattered over the tile.
Ah, of course.
He wiggles out from under Seok-jin, reaching for the tablecloth on the table next to them, and pulls it down in a clatter of cutlery.
So, why would they be shooting you? Seok-jin asks.
I don't want to be rude, but usually a honeypot isn't exactly in a position to make enemies that last.
A honeypot? Namjoon frowns, nodding the tablecloth and throwing it out toward another table, catching around the leg.
You know, Seok-jin nods the length of Namjoon's body. Someone who seduces, for crime purposes, blackmail and such.
I don't seduce, Namjoon says, biting his lip as he pulls the now roped table over with a crash.
He begins to army crawl from his current cover to the next table, and Seok-jin follows, moving just as awkwardly.
Well, clearly you don't have any training. I assumed they picked you because of your looks, Seok-jin comments.
If you don't work in this business, then why would a sniper target you?
My looks? No, never mind. They could be after me because I do work in the business,
Namjoon says, doing the same trick to the next table over.
Just not in the seduction sector.
What do you do then? Seok-jin asks, eyes sharp.
Sure I'd recognize a face like yours if I'd ever seen it before.
He blows a kiss at Namjoon, who focuses on throwing the knotted tablecloth again.
I do a lot of different things, Namjoon says, pulling down another table and crawling over.
He doesn't want to be specific. Just because he can't see Seok-jin's weapons doesn't mean they aren't there. Now that he's dropped his pleasant, easygoing doctor facade, Jun can see he's dangerous. He doesn't move like Ho-Sok or Jimin, far less fluid and self-assured, but there's a similar look in his eyes, like he's ready to go through anyone who stands in his way. They're more than halfway across the cafe floor now. If he can knock over one more table, they'll be able to crawl out of the sniper's view angle, which is the first problem solved.
I can be a lot of different things, Seokjin says, wiggling his eyebrows, and laughs again. Namjoon groans. That's so bad. Why would you say that? It's funny. I have a great sense of humor, Seokjin objects, as Namjoon knocks over the last table. You don't think it's funny?
Namjoon finishes crawling out of the way, finally standing up and brushing down his jeans. Seokjin looks genuinely sad that Namjoon doesn't like his shitty come-on, and Namjoon looks away.
Well, I should probably go kill that guy, Seokjin says, like a date reluctant to say goodbye at Namjoon's door.
Namjoon frowns. We still don't know which one of us he's targeting. Killing him is a waste of information. Namjoon goes to push up glasses that he isn't wearing and scowls.
I don't have any other ideas, Seokjin shrugs, taking off his coffee-stained jacket.
Underneath, he's wearing a black turtleneck, and he goes from cute and unthreatening doctor to possible assassin so fast it makes Namjoon's head spin.
If I did, would you listen to me? Namjoon blurts out.
He doesn't know why.
By all rights, Seokjin is probably more than willing to kill Namjoon and skip into the sunset.
Namjoon has learned to trust his gut, and his gut is saying that Kim Seokjin is too important, too useful, to just let go.
Seokjin looks him up and down, and Namjoon pulls his sunglasses out of the inside pocket of his jacket, slipping them on.
He feels more settled almost immediately, ideas falling into place.
Right. So, the hospital is being evacuated. I'd hope so, Seokjin says, at the same time Jungkook, his voice coming through the earpiece attached to the arm of his sunglasses, replies.
Yes, 80% complete, and the police are less than 5 minutes away, Hyung.
Have you got...
Namjoon licks his lips. Codename seems so stupid, but he doesn't exactly trust Seokjin.
Suga?
He's on the other line, Jungkook says. Jimin and Hoseok are both lurking near the front entrance, and they have earpieces. Tell me what you need, Hyung.
Good boy, Namjoon practically purrs, grinning.
He absently notices that Seokjin's ears go red.
Seokjin Shi is going to assist, so... Please, you can call me Hyung, Seokjin says. I feel like we have a bond. You spilled coffee on me, I straddled you. It's a whole relationship. You already know my name, huh?
Of course, Namjoon says.
Seokjin Hyung. I came here for a reason, after all.
And what was that reason?
Seokjin asks innocently, and Namjoon just stares.
Surely he doesn't think Namjoon is that stupid. Surely.
Let's find out who that sniper was after, and talk about that later.
Sure, Seokjin shrugs. For now, let's say I'm at your disposal.
He grins at Namjoon and winks.
Use me wisely.
Why is everyone so flirty? Is there something in the water in Seoul?
Namjoon hisses under his breath, and Jungkook laughs in his ear.
Yoon Ki-young says he's going to give Seokjin's fake card master access. He doesn't care if Seokjin gets caught after all. That's what he typed. I'm not putting words in his mouth.
Namjoon hums, thinking, and looks over the lobby. There's the smashed window, the overturned cafe, and a staircase leading up to the next floor. At the reception desk, there's a computer. Namjoon moves over to it, hitting his spacebar a few times.
Tell Suga I have computer access, and I want the cameras.
Ooh, you have a hacker, Seokjin comments, hanging over Namjoon's shoulder as the computer screen lights up, and the computer begins to navigate itself.
A text box pops up, and it types,
Actually, I have a Namjoon. There's a difference.
Namjoon rolls his eyes. In all honesty, he has a hacker. He has Yoongi by the wallet. And the hacker is well aware of what would happen if he tried to weasel out of his debts. Not much, because Namjoon is soft, and Hoseok, who is usually the hard hand for him, made Yoongi a friendship bracelet last week. But Yoongi kindly pretends that they are very scary and he would never walk out on them.
Maybe Yoongi does have a Namjoon.
CCTV footage flickers up on the computer, and Namjoon pages through them quickly, noting entrances and exits.
Are you any good at climbing? Namjoon asks,
and Seokjin shakes his head, leaning in. I'm an actor and a gunman, not an acrobat. A few more scenarios disappear from the schematic in Namjoon's head. Jimin, I need you to go to the fire hydrant in the park between this building and the office tower on the east side, Namjoon says. Hoseok, you escort Suga back to our extraction point. If they're targeting me, they'll have your faces too, and we can't risk our hacker. They've confirmed, Jungkook says after a moment. Yoongi's going to pull out? He can't. His department is being evacuated to a secure zone. You're alone in the systems, Hyung. That's fine, Namjoon says, cycling the cameras again. Jungkook, I need you to make a few calls. You need a pizza, a window washer, and two dog walkers. Seokjin Hyung, I have a very important job for you. Oh? I need you to figure out which floor our sniper is on, Namjoon explains and smiles. Seokjin stands in the middle of the lobby, hitting an overturned soup tureen with a wooden spoon. Come get me, sniper, he calls, and hits the tureen again. No response, Namjoon. He's below the 8th floor, moving into 7th floor territory. He takes a step forward and skips back as a bullet hits the ground an inch from his foot. 7th floor. Perfect, Namjoon says, announced to himself. That should be enough time. Jimin, set off the hydrant. Outside, a plume of pressurized water rises into the air. Seokjin Hyung, we need to leave now, Namjoon says, standing up from the chair behind the reception desk. We've got a 2-minute window, he explains, jogging across the lobby with complete confidence, as if he hasn't just seen Seokjin almost get shot. The older man looks a little startled, but he follows Namjoon as soon as the shots don't start again. They leave the building easily, falling into the crowd, and Namjoon flips up the hood on his hoodie, tying his varsity jacket around his waist to change his silhouette and colors. Seokjin puts an arm around his waist, smiling. Don't think you're leaving that easily, Namjoon. I want an explanation. He tilts his head to one side. Maybe a dinner date, too. I haven't decided yet. I want you to take your hands off my Namjoon Hyun, says a familiar voice from nearby. And Namjoon turns to see Jimin, a heavy wrench slung over one shoulder and dripping wet. He's smiling, but it's not a nice smile, although it gentles as soon as his eyes come to rest on Namjoon. Park Jimin? Seokjin sounds incredulous. What are you doing here? I thought you got out of the game to follow some crazy new kid on the scene. You should know better than to trust your ears, Jimin scoffs. Do you think I'd drop out for some random guy? Namjoon wiggles his way out of Seokjin's grip and takes a step away, out of grabbing distance. Is the target secured? He interrupts, sick of the power play. He kind of wants to say something sarcastic, along the lines of, Now, now, girls, you're both pretty. But both these men could kill him, and he doesn't want to antagonize them. He's still not really sure why Jimin decided to follow him home after the kidnapping thing, and he doesn't want a chance scaring him away. Seokjin is even less certain, and Namjoon is very attached to being alive. Jungkook replies, Jimin and Seokjin still staring at each other like feuding cats. Oh, Mi-hyung has him tied up and back at the van. That move with the pizza guy was genius. How did you figure that out?
Well, you know, Namjoon says, shaking his head. It's obvious when you think about it.
Maybe in hindsight, yeah, Jungkook sighs, but I never would have come up with that.
You've got time to learn, Namjoon says. You're only 16.
Thanks, Hyung, Jungkook says, and Namjoon can practically see the flush on his face, the smile that reveals his front teeth, the way he ducks his head whenever Namjoon praises him.
Anytime, Namjoon says, smiling, and turns back to the two hitmen. So, do you want to find out who this guy was working for?
You have him?
Seokjin blinks, turning away from Jimin.
That was fast.
Thank you, Namjoon says. We're going to question him now, so if you want to learn anything, you should come with us.
Junhyung,
Jimin doesn't quite whine, but he seems unhappy with the idea of Seokjin's presence. We made a deal, Jimin, Namjoon says, sticking his hands in his pockets and heading towards the van. I don't break deals.
It's very admirable. What do you do again? Seokjin asks, trotting to catch up with Namjoon and then matching his stride. Jimin, shorter than either of them, has to almost jog to keep up, and pouts because of it. "I'm a rapper," Namjoon decides to answer, because it's the truth. His gang involvement is kind of like a forced life-or-death hobby, not his life. "He's very good," Jimin says darkly, as if Seokjin is going to deny it. "Well, we certainly have rapport," Seokjin puns, and Namjoon hides his face in his hands. "Rapport? Rapper? Get it?" He's laughing at his own joke again, and Namjoon desperately tries not to find it cute. "Because we get on?"
"We get it," Jimin says, "but it's not funny."
"I think it's funny," Seokjin says. "I'm incredibly funny. It's not my fault you don't have a sense of humor, Jimin Yi."
"I have a sense of humor," Jimin says. "That's why I don't laugh at your jokes."
"Show some respect for your Hyung," Seokjin tells him off
as they arrive at the van and Namjoon lets them in. "I'm hilarious and incredibly handsome. They're my two charm points," he says, hopping into the van. "Hey, Hoseok."
"Hey, Seokjin Hyung,"
Hoseok says, waving, from where he's leaning over a tall, raw-boned foreigner, knife in hand.
"Do you know everybody?"
Namjoon asks, a little bewildered, and Taehyung pops up from next to Yoongi.
"No, I know everybody. Hobi Hyung knows everyone in the Seoul scene, that's all."
"Oh, that's all," Namjoon repeats, running a hand through his hair.
"Well, do you know who this guy is?"
he asks, pointing at the tied-up sniper.
"Nah," Taehyung says helpfully. "I don't think he even speaks Korean."
"Who goes to another country without knowing the language?" Hoseok says, crossing his arms. "All my best threats are being completely wasted on him."
"Let me try," Namjoon says, crouching in front of the tied-up man. "Hey, guy," he says in English.
It's been a little while since he's used the language for anything but rap emphasis, but it's still pretty easy to bring to his mind.
"Who hired you?"
"Not telling you anything," the sniper replies in an English accent.
"That's sad," Namjoon shakes his head. "Can you at least settle something for me?"
"Maybe. Are you going to let me go?"
"Sure, if you can answer 3 questions for me."
The sniper looks tentative. Namjoon lowers his sunglasses, looking him in the eyes.
"They aren't about your identity or your employer. Promise."
"Fine," the sniper says, looking away.
"Ask away, but I won't answer if I don't want to."
"That sounds fair," Namjoon nods and rests his hands on his knees. "Were you here for me?"
"No, the other guy. As soon as he was leaving the building, I was meant to take him out."
Namjoon nods and translates for the others.
Seokjin's face goes cold, brow furrowing. He goes to open his mouth. Namjoon holds up a hand, stopping him. Then he turns back to the sniper.
"Do you know who he is?"
"No, just a guy,"
the sniper shrugs. "It's all the same to me, man, as long as I'm getting paid."
"Do you know the name Park Shimun?"
"No, that's a Korean name, right?
Isn't that guy?"
He nods towards Seokjin, and Namjoon shakes his head. He turns back to the rest, who are waiting, eyes expectant. He translates the conversation, and Seokjin frowns.
"Why would he be after me?"
"Specifically, after you once you finished what you were doing in that hospital," Namjoon clarifies. Seokjin frowns even more.
"So, what were you doing?"
"What were you doing?" he asks back, crossing his arms. "And who are you, anyway?"
"Oh, right," Namjoon smiles sheepishly, running a hand over the back of his head. "I'm Kim Namjoon, but some people call me Rap Monster. This is my crew."
"Well," Seokjin blinks and looks Namjoon over again.
"I have to admit, I did not expect that."
"Are we going to have a problem?" Namjoon asks, and Seokjin nods.
"Well, just the one,"
Seokjin says slowly, putting his hands in his pockets.
"Oh?"
He eases back towards Jimin and Hoseok, who've both gone tense, ready for a fight.
"Trying to figure out if I should take you out for dinner or make you something. I'm an excellent chef, after all, and a lot of people are impressed by a man who could cook."
We're kind of in the middle of something, Namjoon says, pointing at their hostage, who is starting to squirm. Is now really the time?
You asked if I had a problem, Sokjin says, pouting. That's a problem.
To be fair, he has a point, Jimin says, nodding. I would find that quite the issue.
It's not, Namjoon says, throwing his hands up.
The sniper, that's an issue. The fact that I'm being hunted down for random crimes my predecessor committed, that's an issue. Take out our home-cooked meal for a theoretical date, that's not a problem.
Yeah, Rosuk agrees. Namjoon prefers a quiet night in, anyway.
Rookie mistake, Sokjin Shi. Please call me Hyung, Sokjin says politely, and Hosok nods.
Sokjin Hyung, Hosok corrects himself.
We can table this discussion and go back to the matter at hand.
Did ask if I had any problems, Sokjin mutters, crossing his arms.
Namjoon shuts his eyes, just for a second. This is not how he thought today was going to go.
Taehyung puts a reassuring hand on his shoulder, and he takes a deep breath.
Right. Okay. Let's do this. Namjoon opens his eyes and looks at the file that Jungkook is holding out for him. I've done a lot to get access to Park Ji-moon's medical record. I want to know what I supposedly have that's worth killing for.